Bones snapped and flesh parted as hot blood spewed out from a jagged wound. A gut-clenching wail echoed off the stone walls and startled the ever-present black sentries into flight. As the alert subsided into moaning sobs, the sleek black ravens resettled on their perch in the gray twigs of the sorry excuse for a tree that occupied the courtyard.
"Silence!"
The command was followed by the crack of a whip and a slight, strangled cry.
"You cannot afford to be heard, even when you are injured, especially when you are injured. Silence! Always be silent!"
The deep sobs were slowly replaced by tiny, sniffling whimpers as young Rezkin pulled himself back together. At 6 years old, he knew full well he should not have shouted. He was stupid, so stupid. He had to think quickly. Any moment now, Master Jardun would begin to ask questions, and he would need answers or he would suffer even greater punishment. How could he have fallen? He should have been more careful. If he had set his weight properly as he streamed across the battlements, he would not have slipped on the loose stone. Always, he was supposed to be prepared to compensate for uneven or treacherous footing. He had become careless in his mad dash to make up for the time he lost getting tangled in the rope. It was not the fall that doomed him, although that would have led to severe enough punishment as it was. No, it was the shout that sealed his fate. Finally managing to draw in a complete breath, his vision started to clear. For several moments, the sheer intensity of the pain had robbed him of sight as his mind flooded with intense heat and light. The spinning in his head had threatened to disown him of consciousness, or his breakfast, but he managed to hold on to that much at least, and thereby escaped those dire consequences. That would have been much worse than what he was facing already. To shout was to draw attention to one's presence, but at least one was still able to defend oneself or commit suicide to prevent capture. To lose consciousness meant to face discovery and be captured alive. That must never happen, Rule 117. Rezkin knew these truths already. Still, he had been unable to control the involuntary noise that emanated from his small lungs. A shadow fell over him as Master Jardun towered above. His face was red, and his eyes were blazing with fury beneath an intense scowl.
"You failed! Explain!"
Rezkin swallowed the lump in his throat and took several shuddering breaths through his nose before containing his nausea enough to speak.
"Master, I failed to set my weight and slipped on the loose stone. I fell."
"I can see that you fell," snapped Master Jardun. "You are still too weak. You could not contain your pain. You will work diligently to master your pain. You can be sure of this. Now, set that,"
Master Jardun said as he waved his hand in the direction of the injury. The injury in question throbbed with a pain so overwhelming, Rezkin still was not sure he would remain conscious. As soon as his eyes fell on the bloody off-white edges of bone peeking out from flesh and wool, his head swam and he lost his breakfast after all. When he'd finished retching, he sobbed.
"Master, I cannot."
Master Jardun scoffed.
"Then you die. Do you think someone will always be there to help you? No! You must be one, alone. No one will help you. No one will care. If they do find you, they are more likely to kill you immediately or torture you for information and then kill you."
Rezkin sniffed and whimpered as he reached tentatively toward his leg. The break was halfway down his left shin. It could have been much worse. A 20-foot fall could easily kill a man. He was aware that he had most likely sustained other injuries as well, but the overwhelming pain stabbing through his leg overshadowed anything else. He tugged on his pant leg to try to pull it up over the injury, and the sickening dizziness filled him once again.
I cannot do it, Master," he sobbed.
"Men must care for their own injuries," Master Jardun stated, as though it was that simple.
"But I am only a small man," replied Rezkin. "I do not know how."
"That is no excuse. You are still a man. You will never be a big man if you do not learn this skill," Master Jardun rebuffed.
Jadun, enough, came a soft but firm voice from somewhere behind Rezkin. He jerked his head around in surprise, only to feel a sharp pain shoot through his body from his leg as he moved. He should have heard Master Pater approach. He should have known exactly where the old man was. Rezkin began to worry about his mind. How could he be failing so much? Master Pater scrutinized Rezkin with a critical eye. Seeing the apparent panic on little Rezkin's face, he stated, "It is the pain, Rezkin. It addles the mind. It makes a man unable to think clearly, and he can easily lose track of his surroundings, sometimes even forgetting who he is or his purpose. The injury is damaging. The pain can be deadly." Master Pater turned to Master Jerdun with calm surety. "I will take him. Without proper treatment by a skilled healer, that injury could negate all of our teaching. He would be a cripple. Useless." Unsatisfied, Master Jerdun countered, "He must learn to treat such an injury. If he never fails so miserably in the future, this will be the only injury of the sort, and he needs the experience. Plus, it will teach him not to be so careless."